Half a dozen European bison have been returned to the wild at the Rawsko Nature Reserve, a former Red Army military training ground about an hour's drive from Prague. It's the latest chapter in what is a remarkable reversal of fortunes for Europe's largest mammal. Hunted virtually to the point of extinction, in recent years they've made something of a comeback. Rob Cameron has been to see them and has this report.
At the end of a gravel track, deep in the heart of the Rawsko Nature Reserve, is a large sloping meadow bordered on three sides by a sturdy wooden fence and on the fourth primeval forest. Standing in the middle of this field is a group of magnificent creatures, their shaggy brown coats and curved horns a sharp contrast to the bright green of the grass. They are European bison, and they haven't been seen in these parts for 200 years. The man who's done more than anyone else to bring them back is Jiří Janota, head of the Military Forests and Farmland Department of the Czech Defence Ministry, which administers the Rawsko Nature Reserve.
It is rather ironic. This was, after all, once a Red Army firing range. But disused army training grounds often boast some of the best preserved natural environments in the country, because for decades they were closed to the public. Today you'd never know that masses of troops once held their exercises here. In 2000, we built the second largest natural reservation on this spot, and now it's home to this small herd of bison you can see behind me.
6 bison, 5 cows, and a bull were brought here from Poland earlier this year. They seem to like it. The herd has produced 2 offspring. At present, they're confined to 2 meadows and a swathe of forest, 16 hectares in total. It's to acclimatise them before they can be allowed to roam freely through the huge Rawsko Reserve, which covers an area of about 250 square kilometres and is open to cyclists and hikers. European bison were once a common sight in Europe's forests and grasslands, from northern France right across to Siberia. By the late Middle Ages, however, they'd been hunted virtually to extinction and survived in the wild only in Poland. In 1919, a Polish poacher shot the last one. But 10 years later, in 1929, 2 cows and a bull from zoos in Sweden and Germany were brought to a Polish breeding station and were protected even by the Nazi and Soviet occupiers. After the war, they were reintroduced to the wild at Poland's Białowieża National Park, and since then they've gradually been returned to forests all over Eastern Europe. But the bison program is just one part of Rawsko's recovery from its centuries-old history as a military training ground. Founded by Habsburg Emperor Joseph II, successive armies, Austro-Hungarian, Czechoslovak, Nazi and finally Soviet, pummeled the rolling hills with artillery and clawed into the ground with tank tracks. A huge dry-cleaning facility where the soldiers' uniforms were once washed of oil polluted the soil with dangerous chemicals. Peter Kvapil is in charge of a program that uses nanotechnology to clean the groundwater of pollutants.
This product is carcinogenic, so it's very dangerous. And as it is an inorganic material, it's low soluble in water, but enough to be dangerous. Mm-hmm. So as it is low soluble, it can contaminate really huge volume of the water. And here in this site, we are in one of most important aquifers, underground aquifer in Czech Republic. That's why we are doing this remediation here.
At the nearby Hradčany airport, meanwhile, once home to a squadron of Soviet MiG fighter jets, the empty hangars are being used as impromptu sawmills, and the huge runway has hosted both tuning meets and techno festivals. Rawsko has served its military purpose. The Cold War is over, and the Russians are gone. Czechs are slowly reclaiming the land as their own, and indeed donating part of it to one of Europe's most beautiful mammals.
Many thanks to Rob Cameron for that report. To those of you who may just be tuning in, thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.